China and Kenya have maintained solid relations since the establishment of diplomatic ties in 1963. President Uhuru Kenyatta says Kenya is set to play an important role in China's Belt and Road Initiative.
I think it's tremendous, because what is the objective? The objective is to open up our economies to trade. The objective is to encourage trade amongst us, connecting Asia, parts of Europe, through the Gulf region, the Arab states, linking ourselves all the way through the African continent from the eastern side of Africa all the way across to the west. And I believe it has huge potential for a win-win situation for all who are involved. And that is why we are very keen as a country, and I believe also as a continent, to partner strongly with China in this initiative.
Infrastructure funding has always been a big problem for African countries. Under the Belt and Road Initiative, Kenya has received funding for major projects. Kenya's Mombasa to Nairobi standard gauge railway is built with aid from China. At $3.2 billion, the SGR is Kenya's largest infrastructure project since independence.
Definitely, we are working with development partners. Our friends in China have been of huge assistance. Since China became strongly involved in Kenya and in Africa, you've seen the tremendous growth in infrastructure across the continent.
Kenyatta says Kenya longs for a free and open trade policy. He hopes for greater cooperation with other countries in the region to achieve common prosperity.
We are working together at a multilateral level to ensure prosperity for all. Inwardness, closing yourselves up, I think is short-sighted. There's no long-term position in it, because all that's going to happen is people are taking advantage, unfortunately, maybe because of slowdowns and etc., thinking that if they close themselves in, that that may protect their industries. But at the end of the day, I think that can only hurt as opposed to add value.
The Kenyan president is optimistic about the future of China-Africa ties and is looking forward to the upcoming Beijing summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. For CRI, this is Yang Guan.